Before I get into the list, I want to note that I did not include hypergamy. I did not include this because it is a natural evolutionary trait that females have, whereas everything else in the list can easily be controlled through logic and reason. Number 10, denial of the wall. The wall is the undefeated foe that every woman will face in her lifetime, and yet the majority of them seem to think they won't be affected. The wall takes no prisoners. The wall shows no mercy. The wall is the eternal power that controls women's sexual marketplace value. The entirety of a woman's power comes from her appearance, so one would logically think that she would prepare for her eventual dethroning. Instead, they distract themselves on the cock carousel and poison their bodies in an attempt to challenge the wall sooner rather than later. Because a man has more utility than just appearance, he does not face the wall until decades after his female counterparts. That's why you see older men with younger women, because they can offer monetary utility. These things are within his control. He can be smart with his money and preserve it, whereas she can take care of herself and try to delay the wall for a little bit, but there's nothing she can do in the end to preserve her sole source of power. The women who are not in denial of the wall seek to find a mate before their reckoning comes, but most think they can enjoy a consistent, easy path through life. Perhaps they deny the wall as a defense mechanism. If your entire value as a person was dependent on something outside of your control, wouldn't you deny it to protect your ego? I think that's giving them too much credit. Let's be honest. Most women aren't concerned about things beyond what club they're going to next weekend. Number 9. Rationalization. A woman will always be able to rationalize herself out of a position of accountability. She is never the bad person in any of her stories. She does no wrong, and everyone else is to blame for what happened to her. Bad things always seem to just happen to her, almost randomly, and never as a consequence to her choices. Ask a girl about her ex-boyfriends and see if she has anything positive to say about them. To avoid facing the ruthlessness of female nature, she must make herself the good person no matter how much evidence is stacked against her. Trying to appeal to her logical side is a futile effort because she can twist any argument against you. Number 8. Hubris. It's always hilarious to hear women claim they don't need men. One of the weakest organisms on earth claiming they don't need the help of the apex predator is so dumb, and yet our societies actually take it seriously. The sexual dimorphism affected humans differently than other species. Take the capabilities of male monkeys and female monkeys, or any other species for that matter, and compare them to the capabilities of men and women. Women are completely useless in any survival scenario. But the females of different species, while not being as strong as their males, can still provide some survival utility to the group. This hubris extends beyond their belief that they can conquer the world if given the opportunity. It seeps into their thinking process, where they equate diversity quotas with actually having the skills needed to earn their position, where they believe they can overcome the wall because they are different from all the other women, where everything will just work out the way they want it to because they demand it to. Number 7. Dehumanization. We are all just utilities to her, serving her self-interest until we no longer have anything to offer. Brefault's law states, the female, not the male, determines all the conditions of the animal family. Where the female can derive no benefit from association with the male, no such association takes place. Women are far more analytical in choosing their associations than men. Men are blinded by false ideas of romanticism and love, while the women are calculating your statistical average and juxtaposing that against her database of other potential mates, your height, your appearance, your income, your future earning potential, your social skills, your attire, your desirability based on other women's criteria, all of these things determine association. Compare this to the man who just wants to have a real human connection combined with pure sexual attraction. The man will overlook many flaws, the woman will only see the flaws. Number 6. Emotional manipulation. Because women are the weaker sex, they have to use other tools to survive. Manipulating emotions is their strength because it is so effective against men. It is rare to find an emotionally manipulative man, and he is often cast out by other men and isolated for his mind games, but women are embraced for these tactics. Not only will she use her own emotions to control your actions, she will use the emotions you have expressed to her as weapons to be used against you in the future. Any insecurities or confessions you may have shared in a moment of weakness are stored away for when they can be most effective. Number 5. Monkey branching. This is when a woman moves on to a new man immediately after ending it with her previous man. As monkeys do, she does not swing to the next branch until she has both in her grasp for security. Only when she has a firm grasp on the next branch does she let go of the original branch and swings away. Men have a longer grieving process than women because they connect on a deeper level. Women will have a new man, not even a long-term candidate, but just a hookup, within the same week the relationship ended. These are often guys they were already talking to or hooking up with while the relationship was still active, because women have a long list of backup guys that they have for safekeeping. Number 4, lack of loyalty. This is different than the monkey branching trait because this extends to a societal level. Women are not concerned with ideas like nationalism or traditions because they are the weaker sex and will go where men lead them. When the West falls, they will become the war brides of our conquerors and will betray our memory as they ride our enemies. There are so many examples of this throughout history that I would have to make a separate video dedicated to this, but the women aren't killed during the invasion of a country for a reason. They are kept as the spoils of war, and women instinctively know this. Number 3, cognitive dissonance. Women are strong and independent while requiring men to slave away and keep the lights on. Women are the natural caregivers of society with their maternal instincts, but have had over a billion abortions worldwide since 1980. Women need a man like a fish needs a bicycle, and yet they try to censor and harass men going their own way. You can't reach people with this level of cognitive dissonance, and our cultures encourage women to embrace this defective form of thinking. Things will only get worse because in her reality, everything is fine and she has the power to vote accordingly. Number 2, no moral compass. The biggest mistake men make when dealing with women is projecting masculine qualities onto the woman. We have learned to operate with things like honor and respect because we understand its importance and would like it reciprocated onto us, as well as seeing the consequences of not having these traits. Women have no real punishment for wrongdoing, and so they have never developed any moral compass. False accusations are thrown by women in situations where the man thought he was safe, because he was operating under the assumption that she would be a decent human being. The only thing they care about is saving face in regards to being labeled a slut, because her sexual utility is the only thing of value she has. Everything else, like being labeled dishonest, hateful, lazy, immoral, they don't have the same weight because she doesn't care about these things. Other women don't care, and men can often overlook these traits for a pretty face and a nice body. Once you understand the void they operate within, you can learn to look at them differently. Number 1, selfishness. Women are selfish on a personal level because everything has to operate around them, but they are also selfish on a bigger scale. No matter how much damage they do to the gender relations and to the state of society, they will never stop to change their ways or apologize because they don't care what happens. They will be fine. It will be you and I who are drafted to fix this mess. They can stay at home and enjoy their lives while we die trying to preserve their way of life. That is, if you aren't a MGTOW. A MGTOW man will leave these harpies to reap what they have sown. Democracy cannot function properly if power is given to the most selfish portion of the population. The worst part of female nature was allowed to determine the fate of the West on August 18th, 1920, and we've been feeling the consequences ever since.